Chapter 1. Context Matters. The idea for this book emerged in a particular context. It was born as I prepared a sermon for the Sunday of my 70th birthday in what was then my home church, Trinity Episcopal Cathedral in Portland, Oregon. My birthday was, as always, in Lent. One of that season's central themes is mortality. It begins on Ash Wednesday with a memento mori, a vivid reminder that we are all mortal and marked for death. Ashes are put on our foreheads in the shape of a cross as we hear the words, "Dust thou art, and to dust thou wilt return." None of us gets out of here alive. 70 may be the new 60, but it is not young. Mortality looms large. In one of John Updike's last novels, the main character reflects as he turns 70 that half of American men who live to age 70 do not live to 80. Soldiers in combat have a better chance of survival, even in the trenches of World War I or in the killing fields of the German-Russian front during World War II. I have lived the 70 years that the Bible speaks of as a good span of life. The days of our life are 70 years, or perhaps 80 if we are strong. Psalms 90:10. Then, like Ash Wednesday, the passage continues with a memento mori. They are soon gone, and we fly away. So teach us to count our days, that we may gain a wise heart. 90:12. But despite the unmistakable onset of serious aging, turning 70 has not been grim. Turning 60 was much more difficult. It felt old. Nothing in my childhood had prepared me to think of 60 as anything other than that. 60 felt like the end of potential and the beginning of inevitable and inexorable decline. At 70, I primarily feel gratitude. Each extra day feels like lagniap, a Cajun French word that means something extra, like the cherry on top of the whipped cream on top of the hot fudge on top of the ice cream. I enjoy my days more than I ever have. At 70, life is too short to spend even an hour feeling preoccupied or grumpy or out of sorts. I have also experienced a second and unexpected effect of turning 70. It has been interestingly empowering. In a sentence, if we aren't going to talk about our convictions, what we have learned about life that matters most, at 70, then when? Some care needs to be exercised. 70 isn't a guarantee of wisdom or a license to be dogmatic. It's quite easy to be an opinionated old fool. The process of preparing that sermon led me to the triad that shapes this book: memories, conversions, and convictions. Memories, especially of childhood, but also of the decades since. Conversions, major changes in my orientations toward life, including how I understand what it means to be Christian. Convictions, how I see things now, foundational ways of seeing things that are not easily shaken. Whether we are conscious of it or not, I think the triad of memories, conversions, and convictions shapes all of our lives. When I mentioned to a friend that I was working on this book, he asked, "So you're writing a memoir?" His question caused me to think about whether I was. "No," I said, "not a memoir in the sense of an autobiography. As autobiography, my life in many ways has been unremarkable, except in the general sense that all of our lives are remarkable. Most of it has been spent in educational settings, from kindergarten through graduate school, and then more than 4 decades as a teacher in colleges, universities, seminaries, and churches, and continuing in my life on the road as a guest lecturer. In the past few years before retiring from university teaching, I sometimes remarked to my students, I've been in school since I was 5. So there's nothing remarkable about my life, nothing heroic. And yet this book is a bit of a memoir. Most chapters include memories, conversions, and convictions. In that sense, this book is personal. It is also more than personal, more than my story. Many people in my generation, and some in younger generations, have similar stories. Most Americans over a certain age share the experience of growing up Christian. Many of us have experienced a loss of our childhood faith because of conflict between what we learned as children and what we learned later, not just in school and college, but from life.